It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, November 6th, 2019. On this date in 1558, English dramatist Thomas Kyd was baptized in London. With his best-known work, The Spanish Tragedy, sometimes called Jeronimo, or Geronimo after its protagonist, he originated the revenge tragedy of his day. Kyd anticipated the structure of many later plays, including the development of middle and final climaxes. In addition, he revealed an instinctive sense of the tragic situation. While his characterization of Jeronimo prepared the way for Shakespeare's psychological study of Hamlet, the son of a scrivener or document copier, Kyd was educated at the Merchant Taylor's School in London, but there's no evidence that he attended the university before turning to literature. He seems to have been in service for some years with a nobleman, possibly Ferdinando Stanley, Lord Strang, the patron of Lord Strang's men, a company of actors. The Spanish Tragedy was entered in the Stationer's Register on October 1592, and the undated first quarto edition of it almost certainly appeared that year. It is not known which company first played it, nor when, but Strang's company played it 16 times that year, and the Admiral's men revived it in 1597, as apparently did the Chamberlain's men. It remained one of the most popular plays of the age and was often reprinted. The only other play certainly by Kyd is Cornelia from 1594, a Senecan tragedy translated from the French original by Robert Garnier. He may have also written an earlier version of the Hamlet story, and his hand has sometimes been detected in the anonymous Arden of Feversham, one of the first domestic tragedies, and in a number of other plays. About 1591, Kyd was sharing lodgings with Christopher Marlowe, and on May 13, 1593, he was arrested and then tortured, being suspected of treasonable activity. His room had been searched, and certain atheistic writings denying the deity of Christ were found there. He probably asserted then, and certainly confirmed later in a letter, that these papers really belonged to Marlowe. That letter is the source for almost everything we know about Thomas Kyd's life. Kyd died in 1594 at age 35 and was buried on August 15th of that year in St. Mary Colechurch in London. In December, Kyd's mother legally renounced the administration of his estate, probably because it was hopelessly ridden with debt. St. Mary Colechurch was destroyed in the Great Fire of London in 1666 and never rebuilt. Thus, Thomas Kyd's grave was lost to posterity. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 6th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.